with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Thursday, June 11th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're bringing you an MRAC baseball doubleheader as Lamar's Community welcomes in the top five ranked Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Our coverage starts after our 5 o'clock news. First pitch at 5:30 for the first game. Can catch both games of the MRAC doubleheader between the Bulldogs and the Crusaders right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. It was a jam-packed night last night around the area in softball and baseball. Let's get to the scoreboard on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start with the dramatic finish at the Riverview Softball Complex in Lamar's last night, where the Galen Catholic softball team defeated South O'Brien by a score of 6-4 behind the Heroics in the bottom of the seventh inning from junior Hallie Walshenbach, who hit a two-run walk-off homer to give the Jays a much-needed Warrior Conference win that was her only hit and her only RBIs. And after going 0-for-3, really, Hallie's only approach at the plate at that point was to get on base and keep the inning going.
Honestly, I just needed to go up and hit the ball and get on base. That was my whole goal because I really didn't hit the ball good all night. So I just went up there full confidence I was going to get on bag and get it done.
Well, she certainly got more than on base as she hits the walk-off home run. Also helping out on the offensive side, Isabel Lammers, 2-for-3, a double and an RBI. Kennedy Paulson had an RBI while also pitching all seven innings, allowing 4 runs and striking out 8. Delaney Kearns had a triple and an RBI. Ayla Schmidt drove in a run as well, going 1-for-3. And Peyton Kearns was a perfect 3-for-3 with a triple and 2 runs. Galen Catholic head coach Tony Kirkvliet says he was very pleased to see the offense put some nice long innings together midway and late in the game.
We've kind of been struggling. We just have are having trouble piecing hits together for some reason. You know, we get 9 hits in a game, but we score 2 runs. It's tough, but tonight it worked out better.
Yeah, the Jays picked up a much-needed Warrior Conference win, 6-4 over South O'Brien, again behind Hallie Walshenbach's walk-off 2-run homer in the seventh inning. The rest of the Warrior Conference softball scoreboard, Akron Westfield took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night, a score of 10-2 in 5 innings. Brooklyn Hughes was a run-producing machine, 2-for-2 with 4 RBIs. Peyton Vanderhelm went 2-for-3 with a double, a triple, and an RBI. Kenzie Allen had 2 hits, one of those a triple, and she had an RBI. And Avery Gaswin hit a home run as well. It was a solo shot going 1-for-3. She also pitched 5 innings, allowing 2 hits, 2 runs, striking out 9 batters. And Katie Brown was a perfect 3-for-3 with an RBI for the Westerners. The 11th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's softball team dominated George Little Rock last night in 4 innings and downed the Mustangs 10-0. As Sophia Harpinaw drove in a total of 3 runs. She went 2-for-3 with a triple in there. Grace Gallis went 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Neely Bacon drove in a run at the plate and pitched a 4-inning no-hitter in the circle. No hits, no runs, and 3 strikeouts for the Hawks, who are still undefeated in the Warrior Conference. The MMCRU softball team dominated West Sioux on the road last night, 15-4 in 5 innings, as Tia Tenninger helped the offense along with a home run. It was her 4th of the season to get the Royals back into the win column. The other Warrior Eagle Conference softball scored from last night, Trinity Christian down Harris Lake Park 16-3 in 4 innings. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson battled tough with 3rd-ranked West Monona, but the Spartans got the better of the Panthers and beat KP in 5 innings by a margin of 9-0. Woodbury Central defeated Westwood 8-5 in Western Valley Conference softball. Ridgeview took down MVAOCOU 11-2 in 5 innings, and OABCIG defeated Siouxland Christian 22-1 in 4 innings. To baseball from last night in the Warrior Eagle Conference, the Galen Catholic baseball team made it a sweep of the Wolverines as they run-rule the Wolverines 10-0, and did so, of course, with a lot of offensive production, but some help on the mound as well, as Easton Spangler fired a no-hitter for the Jays, and they continue to win Warrior Eagle Conference games, staying undefeated at the top of the league. The Akron West Westfield baseball team rolled past Hartley Melvin Sanborn 18-0 in four innings last night, as Caleb Johnson had two hits. Both of them were doubles, and he drove in a total of three runs. Nolan Lara went 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs, and Will Hartman, he went 1-for-2 with a double and two RBIs. A combined no-hitter pitched by the Westerner pitchers. Will Hartman and Carsten Jacobson each went two innings, didn't allow a hit or a run. Hartman struck out five, Jacobson struck out two. The Rams and St. Mary's baseball team, they also got things done pretty quickly in four innings, downing George Little Rock 19-4. Jay's Bunkers, he had three hits and three RBIs. Bo Johnson went a perfect 2-for-2 with a double and three RBIs. Brody Penning drove in three runs as well, and Blade Nelson had a double and drove in a total of two runs for the Hawk baseball team. Other Warrego Conference scores, how about MMCRU winning a low-scoring game, defeating West Sioux by a score of 3-1, as Charlie Pippett drove in two runs in the first inning. He went 2-for-3 in the game. Gage Johnson drove in a run later. He went 2-for-4. And of course, it was all thanks in large part to the pitching effort from Brandon Dreckman. He went seven innings, allowing four hits, just a run, and striking out 11 batters in a 3-1 win for the Royals. Elsewhere in the Warrego Conference as well was Harris Lake Park dominating Trinity Christian 11-1 in five innings. To the Western Valley Conference in baseball, Kingsley Pearson won a bit of a high-scoring game over West Monona, defeating the Spartans by a score of 11-8. Landon Howe had a total of three RBIs in the win. Easton Nissen went 3-for-5. He had a pair of doubles and two RBIs, and Jack Seglum pitched three innings, did allow four unearned runs, but struck out four batters. He also had three hits in the box and drove in a run for the Panthers, who won 11-8 last night. The rest of the Western Valley Conference baseball scoreboard, Woodbury Central downed Westwood 15-2, and it was MVAOCOU rolling past Ridgeview by a score of 18-8. In six innings. You can check out all of those baseball and softball varsity scores from last night. They're on our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. And we should also bring you some Little League scores from yesterday at the Lamar's Little League Complex. You can check out all of these scores as well on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. In major girls competition, the Liberty beat the Lynx by a score of 12-10. The Mystics took down the Wings 16-6. The Fever shut out the Dream 10-0. The Sky win a barn burner over the Hawks 13-12. And the Aces roll past the Falcons 15-0. Minor league girls scores from yesterday, the Sparks beat the Storm 3-0. Lightning took down the Suns 3-1. The Avalanche beat the Thunder 4-1. And the Comets double up the Hurricanes by a score of 6-3. And those Little League scores, as always, can be found on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. Well, yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released a new set of softball rankings as we continue along with the season that is quickly getting toward the back half of it. Starting in Class 1A, the Clarksville Indians are the number one team in the state. Newman Catholic is ranked number two. West Monona checks in at number three. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon at four. And St. Edmund is ranked number five. Newell Fonda remains the number seven ranked team in Class 1A. Remsen St. Mary's has certainly got the attention of the rankers by the IGHSAU. They move up from number 15 and now sit at number 11 in Class 1A. Over to Class 2A, where Louisa Muscatine is the number one team, followed by Interstate 35 at 2, West Lyon 3, Missouri Valley all the way up to number 4, and Logan Magnolia is ranked number 5. And then at the bottom of the Class 2A softball rankings, that's where we find the Hinton Blackhawks. They are ranked number 15 in the state of Iowa, their first ranking of the year. Then in Class 3A softball, Williamsburg is number one with Waller Catholic at two, Albia three, Mount Vernon four, and Van Meter checks in at number five. Over to Class 4A, where Carlisle leads the way, followed by ADM at two, Fort Dodge three, Western Dubuque four, and Clear Creek Amana number five. Bishop Heelan, who Lamar's community hosts tonight, they're ranked number 10. Sergeant Bluff Luton is number 15. And Spencer is ranked number 15, so some traffic in the 4A Northwest Iowa portion of the rankings. Then in Class 5A, Waukee Northwest leads the way there. It's Ankeny Centennial at 2, Valley at 3, Southeast Polk 4, and Dallas Center Grimes checks in at number 5. You can check out those rankings in softball in their entirety by logging onto our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today, where we continue to roll with the softball and baseball season around the area, starting in softball in the Missouri for Activities Conference. Lamar's community welcomes the aforementioned 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan Crusaders into town for an MRAC doubleheader. Sioux City West is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. It's Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Sioux City North heads across town to take on Sioux City East. War Eagle Conference softball tonight, Hinton is at George Little Rock, and West Sioux plays host to Woodbury Central. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson hosts Siouxland Christian. West Monona is at Lawton Bronson. MVAOCOU is at OABCIG, and Westwood is at Western Christian. To baseball tonight in the MRAC, Lamar's community hosting 5th-ranked Bishop Heelan. You can listen to that contest right here on KLEM Radio starting after our 5 o'clock news. Sioux City West is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Sioux City North is at Sioux City East. Then in the War Eagle Conference in baseball tonight, MMCRU hosts Kingsley Pearson. That'll be a good all-area matchup. Hinton welcomes in OABCIG, and West Sioux is hosting Woodbury Central. Then in the Western Valley Conference in baseball, West Monona is at Lawton Bronson, Alta Aurelia at MVAOCOU, and Westwood is at Western Christian. For more sports news, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Encourage you to follow us on Twitter as well. A great way to stay in the know. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And once again, tune in tonight to some high school baseball. Lamar's community hosts the Bishop Heelan Crusaders, number 5 in Class 3A. Our coverage starts right after the 5 o'clock news here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.